Mandy is on Twitter
at Mandy Wiener.
The ANC, amidst deep divisions, financial problems, has announced the appointment of 35 young people in a bid to resuscitate its youth league. Those appointments were announced yesterday by the Secretary General, Ace Magashule, at a media briefing. And we know that the National Executive Committee, the NEC, met last week and agreed on this list that can help prepare the league for its much-anticipated elective conference. So let's speak now to Tutu Zuma, who is an ANC Youth League National Task Team member. Tutu, thank you very much for your time today. What exactly is the mandate of this task team? What exactly are you going to be looking at?
Thank you very much, Mandy, and afternoon to you and all the listeners. So the ANC, in its last NEC meeting, took a decision to appoint 35 young people to the National Youth Task Team, and the mandate of the NYTT is to revive the ANC Youth League and take it to an elective Congress, so that we can have an elected structure of the ANC Youth League.
So how different is this from other ANC Youth League structures that are already in place?
Well, this is the only national structure in place. And as you would know, the previous NYTT was an NYTT made up of predominantly leaders of the ANC who were above the age of 35. And so this is quite different. It's something that young people within the ANC have been advocating for quite some time and engaging the ANC on to say that the affairs of the ANC Youth League should be brought back to the members of the ANC Youth League so that we can take the organization forward. And so at long last, the ANC heeded our call. And indeed, this composition of 35 young people are all people who are members of the ANC and the ANC Youth League and who are 35 and below. So in essence, it means the organization has now returned to its rightful owners.
Tutu, we know that there's been this ongoing struggle between the mother body and what many would say has been a non-existent youth league. So how exactly will you be dealing with the factional battles happening within the party and making sure that they don't spill over into the task team's work?
Yes, well, part of our ongoing engagement as young people within the ANC is that our priorities are issues around young people, championing their interests, dealing with issues that face young people, the unemployment crisis, the stagnating economy that makes it difficult for our young people to become economically active, and all of those issues that affect young people. Secondary to that, paramount for us is a strong and united ANC, because the ANC is what us as the ANC Youth League will then essentially inherit as the vehicle for the people's liberation. So it's important that the ANC itself is strong and united. And because we have been ongoingly engaging the ANC on these matters, we're very clear that our primary task is to revive our organization, to take it to a credible elective Congress, and to ensure that we contribute meaningfully towards the unity, the stability, and the strengthening of the African National Congress.
Tutu, I hear you on all of that and going into the Congress, but there are still people that are quite cynical about the ANC Youth League. Would you encourage them to give this task team a chance, that you still believe that there is relevance for the ANC Youth League and that it needs to be rehabilitated and resuscitated because it does serve an important service here?
Absolutely. I think, including ourselves as young people within the ANC, we could see the challenges that the league had faced over the years, not just society, it's young people within the ANC as well. And we have been in a process of advocating and trying to see how do we address the issues of the ANC Youth League so that we can revive our organization. And this is an important step towards that. So the 35 young people who come from the length and breadth of South Africa are tasked with that task of reviving, reimagining, and repositioning the ANC Youth League so that it can champion the interests of the majority and the young people of this country to better their lives. And so we understand the seriousness of the task because we also appreciate over the years the challenges that the ANC Youth League has faced. And so this step becomes very important in addressing those specific challenges. The ANC Youth League has, throughout history, played a pivotal role in the body politics of the ANC, but also in the politics of the country and South Africa in general. And so ours is to ensure that we restore that glorious movement and take it back to its rightful position in the political discourse of our country.
Well, Tutu, thank you so much, and good luck. I think there are people that would agree with you, many that would disagree, but some who would be hoping that you get this right. So best of luck to you. That's Tutu Zuma.
Thanks.
ANC Youth League National Task Team member. What do you think? Do you think the ANC Youth League can be resuscitated? It really isn't relevant at the moment. Can they get it back to its former glory?